It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, Indian sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Harold Feely here with you, and we are bringing tonight's action from the Stardome.
Stardome, ready to go.
It's been a little while, I think, for some people to get out here and be able to watch some live basketball, Harold, and decent-sized crowd here for the first night.
Yeah, I think the Indian fans are fired up. They're ready to go. I mean, our football ended a few weeks ago, and I think they've been sitting idle long enough. It's time to get the basketball out and play ball.
Well, especially watching the Buckeye game today, there's not much to cheer about, so you might as well come and watch the Indians play. So
yep. Let's get a little more. Let's have a lot more success than the Buckeyes did today.
That's for sure. All right, we got a message here from our Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we have Coach Leverett here with a couple questions to talk to you tonight's interview.
Time to get ready for those holiday parties, so don't forget that Wayne Street Market has everything you need. Stop in and pick up what you need to make your special recipes, or talk to them about handling any or all of it for you. They have pies, fresh frozen and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, Cooper Farms turkey rolls, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And don't forget their party trays for your holiday parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays, and more. Be sure to order a couple of days ahead. Get to Wayne Street Market for all of your holiday supplies. They have everything you need to prepare the big feast this year. Great selection, great prices at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're having some technical difficulties there.
The dreaded technical difficulties. Neil loves it when it's technical difficulties.
I'm just glad it's Neil's fault, not our fault.
That's exactly right.
I had it all screwed up. I had my earbud in. I was listening to it. It
sounded good.
I thought I had my earbud turned off. I was just listening away. He's awesome. We'll get to it.
I was going to say, I couldn't even comment on what Bob was even saying.
Bob's saying.
Sorry about that. That is completely my fault. They looked at me and said, is he even talking? I said, I'm hearing him just fine. And then I took my headset off and realized it was coming through my earbud instead of my headset. So we'll get that sorted out here.
Absolutely.
We should have that fixed here within a moment or two. But
While we're doing that, Neil, while you're working on that, we'll go through the JV score here. In our JV contest tonight, the Indians win big.
Lopsided affair.
Yeah, they had a running clock. First time we had a chance to see that going in the year. That's a new rule. I think it's up to 30, I think. You have a running clock going in the second half. And so we had a chance to see that thing work in action tonight. Sped the game up here a little bit. JV wins 63-20 for Coach Kyle Dewey Wetzel to get his first victory on the year, and the Indians as well. They were led in scoring tonight by sophomore Rex Leverett with a big game, 24 points.
Great game.
Great game for Rex. And a lot of those were either free throws or 5 foot in all against that little 2-3 zone. Yeah,
power buckets inside. He did a great job.
Yep. Reese Guggenbiller, another sophomore, added 17 points. Riggs Toby, a sophomore, added 8. Briggs Overman, a freshman, came in off the bench and chipped in with 3. Alex Dews, a sophomore, added 2. Ross Pearson, a junior, added 4. Troy Holman, also a sophomore, added 2 points to round out for the 63 points for the Indian JV team here. So
good scoring. Everybody got in. And a great start for Coach.
All right. And I think Neil has it up and running, so we'll listen to Coach Leverett here.
We hope.
Hopefully.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we're talking to interim coach Bob Leverett. So, Coach Leverett, how did you get to, I guess the best way is, how did you get to be interim head coach? And what can you tell us about Coach Melton's situation?
So, actually, I joined the staff this last summer as the paid varsity assistant for Coach Melton's staff. And over the summer, kind of got to know the program and hung out with Coach quite a bit. And so long story short, just getting the season started, he had some heart issues in the past where he'd had a pig's valve put in about 10 years ago or so. And he wasn't feeling the greatest a couple weeks ago, went in to get checked out, and needed to have that valve replaced and also have a bypass done also. So he's had that done since then. He's back at home on the road recovery. Sounds better every single day that I talk to him. As far as the timeline for him to be back, we're really not sure. You know, he'll have to be released from his cardiologist and all that, and then signed off by the school. So, you know, we're hoping that 6 to 8 week range would be great, but you know, that's not even a guarantee either. So we're kind of just going week by week and trying to move forward and do things the way that he would want us to do them.
Yep. Okay. So now that you're the coach, I guess we have to ask you, what are you kind of expecting from our Indians this season? What are we looking forward to, and what do we have to work on?
Well, we're looking to our main thing is we want character. All right. We want our team to have some good character. We want to represent the community well. We want people to want to come out and watch us play. And that's the one thing that we've kind of talked about over the summer coming into the season, that we want to put a good product on the floor and represent Fort Recovery very, very well. And we know if we do that, we're going to in turn play well and hopefully get some wins and get people in the gym.
Well, that's great. So we're playing South Adams here at the Stardome.
Yep.
What are we expecting out of them, and what do we have to do tonight to come out victorious?
Yeah. So they're led by Trey Schock, who's a 5'11 senior. I think he's a 3-year letterman, scrappy little 2-guard. He can shoot it from anywhere. He's their go-to guy. After him, they've got a bunch of guys that are in that 6'2", 6'1 range. Very scrappy team. They're going to play hard. They get up in the passing lanes. They like to deny that pass away from you. And then, like I said, they're just very, very scrappy. A team that's not going to go away. We could get up 20, and it's still not going to be a comfortable 20 because they're going to push the ball and try and really get up in us. So we're going to have to handle that. If we handle some pressure from them and do our stuff, we should be fine.
So what are we looking for as far as contributions from different players this year? And I know it's early, and you got to get people into actual game mode, but what are we thinking from some of our players?
Yeah, we'll be led by senior Owen Judy. He'll be our number one go-to. And then right behind him, we've got a junior, Kale Rammel. Both those guys have varsity experience. Owen was first team All-Mac last year. Kale was second team as a sophomore. So we've got two really good players to build around. You'll see some good action from Daniel Patch, who's a 6'7 junior. Landon Post will be our point guard. He's a 6-foot junior. We'll have Caleb Evers. He'll get some starting time. He'll come off the bench here early on in the season until we kind of get him acclimated from football yet. That's another 6'4 kid that can spell Daniel some time. And then he also got Logan Hohen, who came back out. That is a 6'5 senior. As far as the rest of the team, we've got Troy Holman, who's a 5'10 sophomore. He's going to come in, and he'll spell Landon Post some. So from that being said, we're pretty big. We're going to be patient with the ball, but we're also going to let them play. We're going to kind of keep it simple. We're going to do. We're going to use our length in certain ways defensively, and like I said earlier, hopefully put a good product on the floor for us.
Is everybody pretty well healthy?
Yes, everybody's healthy. Daniel Patch had a little dink in his shoulder after the Kaleida scrimmage 2 weeks ago, but he came back strong from Thanksgiving break. Had two really good practices, so he's back full strength and ready to go.
All right, we've been talking with Coach Bob Leverett tonight, and we'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
All right, we're getting ready for our national anthem, so we'll stand and rise and honor America, and we'll be back with a brief message from Hastings Auto.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your batteries and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you getting ready for the holidays? Let Wayne Street Market be your one-stop shopping headquarters. Whether it's all the fixings for a big meal or just some snacks for an evening get-together with friends and family, they have what you need. They have Marie Callender and Sara Lee frozen pies, and also several varieties of fresh pies, chips, pretzels, and other snacks, lots of varieties of pop and other soft drinks, a large selection of beer and wine, and don't forget to grab a meat and cheese tray so you're ready when friends stop by. Whatever you need to host a party or to take along to someone else's party, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
All right, and we're back here, Indian sports fans, getting ready for our tip. They just announced the Fort Recovery Indian starting lineup. And, Fee, you want to give those lineups?
Which is, looks like it's going to be Landon Post at the point guard, I believe. And Owen Judy, we talked about, our senior leader. Also Logan Holman, who's back, hasn't played for a couple years, looking forward to playing this year. Daniel Patch is also back, looking for big things this year out of Daniel. And Cale Ramo, another stud underneath for the Indians. That's their starting lineup.
And we are huge, Fee.
We're big.
Landon's a point guard at 6 foot, and we got Owen at 6'4", Logan at 6'4", Daniel at 6'7", and Kel at 6'6".
Could be the biggest lineup I've seen for a long time.
Could be, yeah. And South Adams is going with first-year coach Garrett Craig, and if that name sounds familiar for the local people, his dad, Chris Craig, is on the bench over here. Was a longtime head coach at Jay County for boys and girls.
Yep.
And so he's taking over. For them, they have Matt Steiner, 5'9 junior, Bradley Bill, 6'1 junior, Jordan Henshaw, a 6'2 senior, Jacob Cocone, a 5'10 senior, and Trey Shuck, a 5'11 senior for them, and that's their stud.
I think everything will go through Shuck, pretty much.
Yep, and Indians get the tip with Kel Ramel going up. Just quickly swinging it over from Daniel to Kel. Kel drives in, kick out to Owen Judy, wide open three in the corner. This is it.
In and out.
Indians have their hands on, but don't come down with it. Bradley Bill with South Adams recovers the ball. Indians in a man-to-man defense.
Lost our man underneath there.
Yeah, quick bucket there.
Bucket by Bradley Bill.
We had a miscommunication there. We weren't guarding anyone.
Yep. We'll have to get that figured out next time down.
Yep. South Adams in a man-to-man. Get the ball inside to Logan Holman. Nice turnaround
strong
jump
move.
Shot.
Nice job, Logan.
Great turnaround over the catch over the shoulder. Turnaround jumper inside.
Yeah, we talk about a big team. We have got a huge team.
Well, not just size-wise, but physical.
Physical, I mean,
there's some
yeah.
put-together kids out
oh,
there.
Oh, man.
So. Indians in man-to-man defense as it sits. South Adams swinging the ball around. Right down there with the ball is Trey Sharp. Drives in, finds a cutting Brad Bill.
Got to find that kid. He looks pretty athletic. Not too bad so far.
Indians quickly down the floor, swinging the ball around. Daniel Patch inside to Logan Holman. Logan makes a spin move. Kicks out to Owen Judy in the corner. Indians reverse the ball up top. Mikel Rammel over to Landon Post. Back to Owen Judy. Almost got a steal. Owen picks up a...
Way in the corner.
Yep.
No good.
Good board.
Logan got fouled.
Nice job.
Nice job. Finished.
Mikel Rammel misses the three in the corner, and Logan Judy with an offensive rebound putback. Taking it up strong and got the foul. So he'll be going to the free throw line here.
Meg Logan.
1-1. Definitely what you want to see. I remember in your guys' Wednesday talk with Sports Talk that Coach Leverett said that was something they emphasized with Logan is getting on the glass.
Just get down there and be a rebounder and pick up some rebounds and put them back, and you'll average 10 points a game.
Well, right now he's halfway there. He's got first five for the Indians, 5-0 with 6:22 to go.
Quick.
Coming up with a horn set, high ball screen for Trey Shuck. A little flare screen coming off the backside. Drive in there. Nice little pull-up jumper
tough
for
shot. Nice job.
Trey Shuck.
Looking good
off of that. Indians trail right now, 6-5. Indians quickly down the floor, swinging it from Landon to Daniel over to Owen. Back up top to Kel. Looking inside for Logan. Swings over to Daniel on the left-hand side. Inside to Kel Rammel on a nice post-up. Kick out to Logan for three.
Whoa, a little long, Logan. That might not be your place.
And Coach Leverett looks over at him and gives him kind of the shrug of, that's not what we want exactly from you, Logan.
Sometimes some shots are not quite made for you, and some are really made for you. That one probably ain't for him.
Although you love to see his effort getting on the glass.
Absolutely.
A little heat check there for him.
Yep. Got to check it out just to make sure. Here comes Starfire.
Down again in another horn set. Ogun Judy pressuring the ball on Cocoon. Swings it over to Henshaw. Cal Rammel's guarding him closely inside.
Landon Post staying on Trey. Shot up. No good. Good defense.
Yep. Great defense by Landon Post. A little short by Trey Shuck. So Indians take it out.
Looking for the lead here. Let's go, Landon.
Quickly down, swing it over to Owen Judy. He's coming on the right-hand side. Drive in, got hit. Iowa State make one of those tackles. We win that game today.
Absolutely. That's a big hit.
Owen
kind of put a move on him.
He got stopped in his tracks right there.
Yes, he did.
Great body block. Indians will take it out. Cal Rammel triggers the ball in out of bounds underneath their basket. Far away from us up here.
Yep. Foul was on Cocoon, right, I think, wasn't it? His first.
Yep.
Good pass inside to Daniel Patch from Logan Holman. Nice job.
Nice high low from Logan inside to Daniel, and that's where they can use their advantage in here hopefully tonight.
I think so too, Coach. I think we worked out a lot. Them boys can have a great game today. Like you said, we're out physical in them, and we're definitely out hyping them.
South Adams quickly down here with Steiner drives in, swings the ball over to Shuck on the left-hand side. Over to, nice drive right there.
Oops, nice. Might have lost a handle, but he just got it in somehow.
Basket for Cocoon on a nice driving scoop left-hander. Indians down on the left-hand side. Kel Rammel drives in. Nice take, Kel. Take it up strong and finish.
That's
with
nice
the
finish.
Drive. Possibly even got fouled, but no call on
that. He got bumped a little, but...
Big boy move by Kel Rammel.
Yep.
Gives him two on the game. Still led by Logan Holman with
Kel,
five right now.
Good looking athlete. Kale's going to be a lot of fun to watch this year.
Yeah, I think he has a little more confidence this year as well.
Yep.
Nice drive by Shuck inside. Great defense by Landon Post. Gets the air ball.
And gets a rebound. Nice job, Landon.
Push it up. Has Logan inside if he wants him. Throws it. Nice give and go pass.
Give and go. Beautiful play there, fellas. That's old school basketball.
That is. And that matches kind of the old school uniform look by the Indians right
here.
Yeah, nice
new unis out there. The boys are probably feeling pretty good in.
Yep. Nice little give and go pass from Landon to Logan. Back to Landon.
Daniel backing off. Hand up. Challenging him for the shot.
Shuck has the ball up top. Over four.
Missed it. Logan Holman with the board. Here come the Indians.
Cal Rammel's coming out with the 11-8 lead with 3:40 to go. Nice inside. Get it inside, Logan. Make that move. Great ball movement by the Indians right now, Fee.
Indians moving the ball well.
Playing in
post without the ball. I like it.
Yep.
We've Daniel, Daniel's thinking about cracking that thing up.
We've had a couple good
open
threes. Had a couple
2-2 look downs and say, don't give me a third one.
Great drive by Kel. Kick out, though, and Judy. That's going up.
Great look, Owen. Nope. In and out.
Good ball. Offensive rebound.
Kel.
Nice job, Kel Rammel. Way to work the glass.
Nicely done. Timeout. Starfires.
Got 30 seconds.
Second timeout.
We'll stay here real quick.
Good start. Good start, Coach. What do you think?
Well, right now, I love the Indians' ball movement. Like I said, we've had a couple good offensive looks where we could have shot in some open, maybe somewhat contested threes, but you know, the shots we could hit, and we've turned them down and got great ball movement.
I think they understand. I mean, against this team, if they just be patient, I think they're going to get some pretty easy looks, and they're going to make a lot of buckets today.
Well, and if we don't, we're doing something that we've already seen, that we've talked about already, and that's use our size advantage. We've had Logan had an offensive rebound putback. Kel Rammel just had an offensive rebound putback right there.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
I think we can flex our strength and our muscle and our size a little bit and pound the glass, and with 3:10 to go here in the first quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. The Indians do lead 13-8.
13-8.
Hopefully that makes Coach Jim Melton happy, who's at home listening on the radio.
Coach,
and hopefully rest
better, buddy. We got to get you back out here.
It'd be nice to see him back on that sidelines. And so for those that miss, Coach Bob Leverett, who's varsity assistants, filling in for those big shoes of Coach Melton's until we can get him back healthy. So
I think Coach be pretty happy with the start so far.
Definitely. Caleb Evers also checks in for Logan Holman for the Indians during that timeout. Starfires quickly down, a ball over to Henshaw, thinks about a three, turns it down. Trey Shuck with the good, strong drive and finish.
That is
Shuck.
That might be Shuck or Beal.
That's Shuck. Isn't it?
He's 11? I thought he was 12.
No, that's Cocoon. My fault. You're right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
There Cocoon with the drive. Great, strong drive of that young man.
That was a good play. Took it left hand.
Yep. Caleb Evers with the foul. Cocoon up with the free throw and misses it.
Ah,
Daniel Patch misses the box out. He's got to get that rebound for him. Three wildly missed by Kel Rammel. Gets the defensive glass.
All right, Indians. Let's get a bucket here. Indians leading 13-10 at the 2-minute 30-second mark.
Landon Post comes across. Kicks over to Daniel Patch. Look for a little flex cut by Kel Rammel. Nice little inside out to Owen Judy. Wide open three.
Owen can't get her to go yet.
Misses it. Kel Rammel with two offensive rebounds and misses and finally gets it to go in on the third attempt.
Third time went in. Third time's a charm.
Way to stay with it. Have some resiliency there, Kel.
Absolutely. Good muscle.
All right. Starfire's down. So Shuck swings the ball over two. I can't see that number at the backboard in our way.
It's like five.
Bill with the three.
Big three.
And on the scouting report, I noticed that it said role player, and he looked pretty smooth shooting that feed.
That might be what his role is to shoot.
It is that Kel Rammel has the ball up top. Great, strong, and drive. Kick out to Landon Post. Wide open three in the corner.
Nope. Landon, that's a good shot for him, though. I got no problem with that.
Absolutely. Great kick. Almost like to see Kel kind of jump stop and maybe power the ball up there.
Yeah,
take instead of kicking it out when you're in that deep. But fortunately for the Indians, Caleb Evers was in there working hard, and ball goes out on the Starfires.
Yep. Looks like we got, I think it's Mr. Heiser's in, I believe.
Yeah, Riley Heiser checks in, senior. Yeah.
There you go. Good spin. Ah. Daniel with a nice spin move, just didn't finish.
Cable Evers gets his hands on the ball, ticks it out.
Owen Judy.
Nice little inside out game
there
by Daniel and Caleb.
Caleb, nice job. Good left hand there.
Yep. Well, he's a lefty.
Well done.
So nice, strong power move in there. Again, working a little high-low action. Ooh, offensive. Nice take, Owen
Good
Judy.
Good take, Owen Judy.
Trey Shuck ducks the shoulder and pushes off on it. Owen Judy does take that charge.
Boy.
So it'll be Indians ball. Fort Recovery Insurance. First quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 17-13 with 1:13 to go.
1:13. So far, very good first quarter for the Indians.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of good look at threes right here between Kel and Owen. We haven't hit one of those. When those things start falling for us, you know, Coach has to feel good about this.
Yep, the old scoreboard will get going fast.
A lot of movement right now, pass and cut, trying to be motion offense here, which I know is a change. Daniel Patch for a wide open three.
No,
misses.
Just a little short. Not bad, though, not bad. Good luck.
Oh, jumped and left his feet.
Oh, he did. He got lucky. He got bailed out there.
Yep. Henshaw with the ball, swings it up top, back to
That was Bradley Beal.
Beal misses it. Yep, Cal Ramel with a rebound.
Nice job, Cal.
Outlets two on Judy. Indians on the break.
30 seconds. We're going to go for one, or you got a foul on the play, I think.
Oh,
away from the ball.
Cal Ramel half court, and Cal's upset because he was being grabbed and by Henshaw. And
I think he was just going to get him off my shirt there a little bit. But.
Yeah. So Cal was a little frustrated. He just tried to push him away a little bit, and they call a foul on Cal.
Call a foul on Cal.
So turnover on the Indians, which I believe is our first of the game. So taking care of the ball here.
Not bad so far. Riley Heiser.
Right now, they're at South Adams with 20 seconds left. They're going to take the last shot.
Look at the last one.
Steiner with the ball up top to Minger. Swings over to Beal on the right-hand side, up to Henshaw. Back to Cocoon.
Cocoon looking to take it to the hole, I would say.
Yeah, high ball screen right here. A flare screen for Henshaw. Three.
Missed it.
And
the buzzer. No good.
Beal with a three, if it would went in. Officials waved off no good. So, first quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. Indians lead 17-13.
Good job. I liked it. 17-13 lead by the Indians. Time for a commercial break.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
All right, Indians are back with
K&L
second quarter scoreboard. The Indians lead here 17-13, and South Adams will have to start to the ball to start the second quarter. And I think we have a couple subs here for the Indians. Junior Wyatt Grover checks in for the Indians for the first time, and Logan Holman rechecks in. And got Landon Post, Owen Judy, and Riley Heiser on the floor for the Indians. Little run and jump feed.
Little run and jump.
South Adams breaks it. Three over there on the right-hand side.
Get that board,
Henshaw.
Attaboy, Logan.
Logan gets a rebound. Passes over to Landon Post. Indians are in transition. Throws ahead to Wyatt. Wyatt thinks about a three. Throws off to Riley Heiser. Pass through and cut again. Indians running a motion offense this year. Trying to spread the floor and use their maybe quickness
around.
A little bit.
There's a good pass. Get in there.
Nice pass from Logan Holman on a give-and-go cut.
Nice job. Owen Judy.
Owen Judy, and he got fouled on the shot. Sophie, we've seen a couple of those give-and-go passes for the Indians to set up some easy looks for him.
Look good, too. Yeah, a couple great looks. All right, Owen, let's knock a couple free throws down. We need to get him on the board, get him going here.
Hall Brother, free throw line, hopefully be good to us again this year.
Just a little short. Push it a little bit. Senior's pushing, wanting to have a big, big start here, but I'm sure once he calms down a little bit, it's going to be a great game for him. There you go.
That's better. The second one on the Hall Brother free throw line. Give the Indians an 18-13 lead.
Little press here, huh?
Well, you got some athletes
picking
out there.
Three,
very athletic and tall, and so we have a chance to do that a little bit.
Might
have
walked there.
Ooh. Great drive by Cocoon all the way in, and Riley Heiser was in that hip pocket the whole way and gets called for a foul at the very end.
Bumped him a little bit maybe on the shot.
Yep, actually, I did call it on Owen Judy coming over from help side trying to swat it.
Was Owen Judy.
Huh. So Cocoon will step up, a 5'10 senior stepping up to the line for the Starfires.
Get a lot of graduates last year. They had a great team last year.
Yeah, they beat us by 13 or 16 last 16. Year. I think it was 56-40.
Came to our place and put a whooping on us.
Put it on us, and they actually were 15-9 last year, I checked.
Is that what it was?
15-9.
Nice record.
They got actually beat in the first round of sectionals to Fort Wayne Canterbury, who lost, I saw when I was doing a little research, lost to the state champions by 40.
Ooh.
But they had a kid, a 6-8 kid going to Purdue, so not, maybe not a bad
probably
loss. But
not a bad loss, yeah.
And the Indians ended 12-12 last year and lost in a sectional finals to St. Henry. Both teams were very senior-laden last year, so
yeah,
kind of rebuild mode for both a little bit.
Although I see South Adams got six seniors on the squad this year. So.
Yep.
They got some experience back.
Makes that free throw, 18-15, Indians still lead. Comes over, Cal Rimmel gets a deflected pass, throws it over to Daniel, and Daniel tries to force it into Logan Holman with the turnover.
Just kind of misty mare a little bit. I don't think Logan could have seen it.
Yeah, it was kind of a fastball coming
quick
in.
Yep.
Two-seam fastball coming in.
Throwing in her hot, moving on him.
So turnover, I think that's the second turnover for the Indians in the game. Something they've done pretty good.
So far, right they've now. Been pretty
done
good
well.
Taking care of the ball.
All right, Cocoon, brings the ball down. 7 minutes to go, and he's up three.
Another shot in the corner. Back to Cocoon. He shoots it. Drilled it.
Uncontested three. And
I think we got to get a guy up on him a little bit.
Yeah,
he's
I looked over
there.
The coaches kind of look at each other and kind of shrug, like, we didn't see this kid do this last night.
Yeah.
Or the other night when they played.
Ooh.
Cal Rimmel drives in and slips and gets a turnover right there.
Bad luck, Erica. Bad luck.
It's one of those where it's almost like there was some ice on the floor.
And it did. It looked like a little water, a little sweat or something, and he slipped right underneath, out from underneath him.
His feet literally gave out. So
we're all tied up here, 18 with 6:30 to go. Second quarter.
Ball screen coming down here for Beal. Beal swings the ball over to Shuck, who's laying in post, has done a nice job on him so far.
He has.
Keep that up. Little UCLA ball screen on the side.
Cuckoo
drives in. Cal Rimmel contested that.
Cuckoo ain't afraid to shoot it.
No, he's not.
He's taken about the last five shots for Logan in. Back and forth game there with Daniel Patch.
They're trying to get some established again.
Nah, that's a fake. But there you go. Nice move.
That's one of those NBA plays. Shot. They tell you flop and move up. And
absolutely. He flopped over, and they didn't go for it. Referees ain't going to call it.
Daniel's 6'7", 250, so when he drop steps, you're moving. But
yep,
definitely a little flop right
great
there.
Great drop step there.
So Indians retake the lead 20-18 right here. Southampton has the ball. Beal over to Cocoon up top. Swings it over to Henshaw. Looking for Shuck.
Shuck
three.
Dying to shoot one.
He is.
And he did. And it's a little
Kel.
But pretty good play.
Cal's looking to outlet to Landon
nice
Post,
job,
and Shuck steals the ball, swings it down.
Quick.
Oh, Wyatt missed a wide
there,
open
Wyatt.
Logan Holman.
Logan Holman standing by himself underneath there. Just missed him.
Cal has the ball, swings it over to Wyatt Grover, back up top to Landon Post, inside to Logan Holman. Nice little give and go cut. Cal Rimmel for three.
Nope. Good board.
Logan
atta
Holman
boy,
in
Logan,
there to clean
boy
it up. Nice job, Logan Holman. He is working that glass, leading
he
score right now
inside
with 7 points for us. Two on the offense, four of them those points from the offensive glass.
Grabbing that glass, and he's gonna make a lot of points off of there.
He will. Nice drive in there by Shuck. Off balance. Great move by Trey Shuck.
Pretty good move there by the senior.
And
timeout Indians,
yeah,
I think, huh?
Coach Leverett takes a timeout. Wasn't happy with that defense by the Indians. Indians do lead 22-20 on the K&L Tractor second quarter scoreboard, and we'll take a break with them.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadot from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back here on the K&L second quarter scoreboard.
I got it.
Indians lead 22-20 with 4:53 to go in the second quarter.
Oh, and Judy's checked back in for Logan Holman, I think.
Indians have the ball, swing it over to Cal Rimmel on the left-hand side. Drive in, throws over to Owen Judy. Back over to Cal Rimmel. Get his inside
there
to Daniel.
There you go, big fella. Oh, make that move.
Wide open three by Wyatt. Wyatt misses.
Good
Grover.
Lord.
Offensive rebound by Owen Judy. Misses a putback. And Cocoon with the defensive rebound.
Couldn't get her to drop.
All right. Good defense.
Good look by the Indians there. But
very
this is,
good.
This is where we got to step it up on this end, is that defensive side.
Yeah, we've been getting kind of beat on the defensive end. We need to work a little harder.
Henshaw with a three contested stop. And missed air ball. And rebound by Cal Rammel. Pushes it ahead to Landon. Passes to Wyatt. Inside to Daniel Patch. Looking for a cutter.
Kicking it back. Oh, nice move. Nice move by Daniel.
Nice little up and under move. Gets
got him up.
And gets Beal in the air. Yep.
Get a couple free throws out of it. Daniel's not couple in here.
So Daniel Patch will, 6'7 junior here, will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Indians. All brother free throw line for us.
Free throw line. Hopefully it's good to us tonight. Just a smidge hard. By
no,
Daniel.
When we got it into him the first time, Fee, I would have liked to see him just make a quick power up move right there instead of kicking it back out.
Take it right to him.
Although when he did.
It's a great move, though. It was a nice up and under.
Second one is up and good for the Indians. So right now we're 50% from the free throw line.
That's got to come up a little bit, which it will.
Drive in by Schott. Great help side defense
That's
over there.
That's good help.
3-4 Beal. Misses it.
Good board, Daniel. Pushes it out to Landon, and away we go.
Cross court pass to Kel Rammel. Back up to Owen Judy. Get in there,
come
Owen.
Come on, Owen, one time. There
yes, sir.
Is what he was looking for.
Owen Judy for three.
Owen gave that kind of that look of about time.
Well, we talked about that between the commercial break, Harold, that if we hit another three or get a three going for us, you know, right now that's kind of what we're missing a little bit, because they're packing it in on us right now with our size advantage.
Kind of like we talked, I think the ball movement's been great. We've had great looks out there. We just haven't been able to knock it down, but hopefully that's going to come. Another rebound by Daniel Patch. Good job. Kicks it out to Landon. Here we go.
Kel Rammel's running the floor. Pass ahead. Backside if he sees it. Owen Judy skip pass.
Don't get hot.
Little push. Yes, sir. Nice job. Landon post.
That's a really nice box out by Landon. He got shoved in the back.
Yep. Little forearm shiver in the back right there for Landon. So
Troy Holman's going to check in here, huh?
Sophomore Troy Holman checks in, replaces Wyatt Grover.
Coach Leverett, get a lot of kids playing time. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, especially here early.
Early in the year, see who's got what. And
just get a flow and a rhythm to you a little bit,
going,
too.
I agree. It's like Kale's going to inbound.
Throwing it in. Two triggers into Troy Holman on the left-hand side. Get the ball to Owen Judy inside. To get on balance, Owen.
And he doesn't. A little bit,
Nice post move by Owen. Just
great idea.
Rush through it a little bit too fast.
Yeah, he did.
Just need to catch it there, take your time, and power up.
Yeah. I feel like we're stronger at every position. We just got to take it to him.
So right now we throw in sophomore Troy Holman and say, hey, go guard their best player here, Troy,
there
which is
go,
something
Troy.
He can do. Quick and strong athletic. Nice job, Troy Holman. Oh, that's a travel. They call it, and they don't. Ooh.
That's a technical.
Yeah. He just got teed up. Loose ball. Troy Holman and Chuck is going for it, and they're scrambling.
Chuck's got his hands in it like, what did I do? And he actually got up right in front of the referees and shoved him.
Gave actually Owen Judy a forearm shiver right in the middle right there.
Right in front of the referee. I was thinking you might want to wait and do that a little later. Not right in front of it.
And immediately he walks over and goes right off the floor, which technically at this point you can't sub him in. It's a technical foul. You got to shoot the free throws first.
Oop, yep.
And so he should still be on the floor at this point, but they're going over and talk to Coach Craig. Again, Garrett Craig, a former Jay County guy, is first year here coaching at South Adams, and senior Owen Judy steps up to the Hall brother free throw line to shoot two free throws.
Not coming in here, huh?
Yes, there we go. Hits the first one. 27-20, 2:51 to go.
Starting to lead up a little bit. I like that.
Yep. Let's push this thing. Get some room here. Second free throw up. Good for Owen.
There you go.
And Judy, that gives him, I believe, 6 points now on the night. And it will be Indians ball, Fee. So we could have a five-point swing right here.
Nice little five-point swing here. It'd be perfect.
And that also counts as a personal foul for Trey Shuck, and also a team foul, so they're up to seven. So the next time we go to the bucket and get fouled, we're shooting 1-1.
We're
going to
start shooting some bonus, ain't we?
So I'd say let's make sure we pound the ball inside definitely here, and let's get to the free throw line.
Take it to them.
Or at least get some spacing and attack some gaps. And post has the ball, swings it over to Owen Judy, inside to Daniel. Pound it up, and nice strong post move by Daniel Patch.
Good move down there.
Drop step again, Feast. Real simple, nothing finesse about it.
Ain't nothing about it. Pretty easy. You got the size and the body to do it. Take it to them.
30-20 right now, Indians in the K&L Tractors second quarter scoreboard.
Actually, real good balanced scoring from us, too. Everybody seems to be getting in on the action.
South Adams with the ball in a half court, swinging the ball over two. Cocoon has the ball, looking to drive.
Comes back. Tough shot. Missed it. Troy Oman with the rebound.
Pushing it up in transition. Make him stop you, Troy. Kicks over to Daniel Patch. Daniel's thinking about a three. Hits Landon Post on a cut. Nice power up. Landon just misses it.
Digging. Keep digging.
Landon Post has a rebound. Kell's fighting over it and knocks the ball out of bounds.
Just knock it out.
That's like, one of those where you can't, you're not upset because both guys are fighting over it.
Both kids working hard and nothing wrong with that. Cale Beavers looks like he checked in.
Yep, for replacing Daniel. So right now we got Cale Beavers, Cal Rammel, Owen Judy, Troy Holman, and Landon Post on the floor for the Indians.
Solid squad out there.
30-20 Indian
lead. Some D here.
South Adams brings the ball down on the left-hand side, running kind of a four-round-one with some ball screen action here. Cocoon has the ball on the left-hand, right-hand side, guarded by Troy Holman.
Cocoon's been their main man here this first half.
Yep, nice little drive in there. Help side by Landon.
Yeah, Troy might have got called for a reach there.
Yep. Landon just needed to take one more step over there and get in front of him.
Help him, take the charge.
Take the charge or make him stop. Instead, Landon kind of reached and
yep, absolutely
got by, and Troy had a foul right there. Cocoon takes the ball out of bounds underneath for the Starfires. Miss a cutter. Owen Judy, great
nice
steal.
Job,
throws it off of Henshaw out of
great
bounds.
Hustle by Owen Judy there.
Steps in front of that pass.
Very awareness, too. Grabbed it, kicked it off to their player, and went out of bounds, and we'll take it. 30-second timeout.
We'll
looks like, Coach, we got a big week coming up here next Saturday. I think we're going to be at home taking on the Jay County Patriots. Always a fun game to go to. That's always a cross town, or not cross town, but cross state rivalry.
Right? Yep.
Awesome game, and then I think the following Tuesday we'll play Graham, which I don't know that we've ever played them.
We've never played them. They used to be a good school when Coach Cup was there, and he went to Centerville.
Yeah.
And now it's probably more known for wrestling than anything.
Big
but
wrestling school,
the other
right
thing is Mr. Bill Overlaw is the principal there.
That is right. That is
left, left the fort and went
RX
over
guy,
to
guy. We love that guy very much.
Graham. So
sure, we'll get a little talk in with him when he comes up.
And then upcoming games for the Indians this week, the girls host New Bremen, and you can listen to that on WPGW or simulcast also with NFHS. And then Saturday, the girls then travel to Jay County in a big day, as you said, the Indians and Patriots play each other all day long.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Indians trigger the ball in there. Owen Judy, great drive. Kicks it up strong, two-handed
nice
for the Indians right there and lays it in.
Took it right to him there. Great job.
Just straight line drive by Owen. South Adams has the ball. Bill over to Steiner up top. Swings the ball over to Henshaw. Henshaw looks to drive. Good defense by Owen Judy. Over to Cocoon. Cal Rammel steps in. Nice little flick and finish right here by Cal. Nice strong move. That is a big boy move by Kel Rammel.
Yeah.
Gets fouled.
That poor guy did not have any chance of stopping Kale there. He had it in his mind. He was taken to the rack, and he was not going to be stopped.
That was a great job by Kel Rammel. First of all, gets the steal and goes about 70 feet coast to coast and then powers the ball
took
up
right
and gets
at
fouled.
Him.
So,
let's finish this three-point play.
Yep.
Old-fashioned three-point play.
And I think they have some water out on the floor.
Yeah, might have a little sweat or water or something going on.
And you start to kind of pull away here a little bit, Fee. We're up 34-20, up 14 with 1 minute to go here in the K&L Tractor second quarter scoreboard.
We've had about a nice little 2 minute stretch here, Coach. I think we outdid them about 8-2, I think. So.
And it all kind of started when Shutt got that technical call,
absolutely,
and we kind of went on a little run right there, kind of ever since. And
backfired on them. It didn't fire his team up; it fired us up.
And he's sitting over there on the bench. So now you got your best player on the bench, and Indians are kind of taking over right now.
Yep.
Cal Rimmel completes the three-point play. Hits the free throw.
Yeah.
So right now, up 15 with a minute to go.
Cale's got 9 on the night.
Troy Holman's doing a great job of pressuring Cocoon with the ball. Landon Post up on Minger right now.
Caleb, hang on to her, Caleb.
Caleb Evers with the steal. Probably tries to do a little too much with it right there and just probably needs to pick it up. And that's what Feller Sr. Owen Judy is telling him right now. Hey, great defense, but just pick it up and
stop,
hand it off.
Let's finish this thing, yeah. 40 seconds to go in the first half.
Can't fault the effort, though, by Caleb.
Nope. Absolutely.
Never can do that. So
a lot of hustle.
Cocoon holds the ball up top right here, and he says, maybe let's play for one shot.
We're
30
at 15.
Seconds left.
I don't see that's a problem at all if I'm the purple and white.
Absolutely not. Yep, run a little horn set up top. Flare screen over here for Henshaw.
Try to bomb a three here, and he missed it. Great rebound by
Kyle Rimmel. We got time here. Run some offense.
We can take the last shot.
This is good for us. Owen Judy unguarded. Get in there.
Yes, sir. That's a three.
Three ball by Owen Judy in the corner. Nice pass, landing post. Quickly down the floor for Cocoon. Half court heave.
Oh,
and off the back of the rim.
Big first half for the Indians.
Yeah, Indians take an 18-point first half lead. Thoughts on the first half there, Fee?
Well, I thought, like we talked about, I think we had great ball movement. I think the scoring's really even. I mean, if we go down, we'll go down the scores here in a little bit, but I'm thinking you're going to find it very even scoring. Every kid's getting in on it. We're crashing the boards. We're definitely taking advantage of our strength, and that is to get the ball underneath and see what happens. And we're starting to make some threes now, and that's opening up the game. A lot of fun to watch right now if you're purple and white.
Absolutely. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with some updates on our JV score recap as they win the first game and get you some scoring rundown here on the varsity game.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. Family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back here with halftime. Indians flexing their muscle big time here,
yes,
being
sir,
that second
buddy.
Quarter.
Loved it.
They now lead 38-20 in the start to and finish the half. And actually, as I'm getting out here watching Holly Gann shoot some threes here at halftime.
I was trying to make some pop. They're giving away pop if you make a three. She's thirsty.
Our girls head coach and athletic director is like, hey, I have no kids tonight, Fee, and I am going to win me some pop.
I'm going to get me some pop.
She's out here jacking up some threes.
Gotta love it.
All right, recap here our JV score. And Indians started off with a big win tonight. Go up 1-0 in the win column for the Indians. They win 63-20.
Big win.
Yeah, absolutely. Sophomore Rex Leverett leads the way with 24 big points for that young sophomore. And Reese Guggenbiller, fellow sophomore and classmate, gets in with 17 points himself. And then to top it off, fellow sophomore Riggs Toby chips in with 8. So those three guys did some damage for the Tribe in that JV game.
I think that's who that coach is going to have. Those three guys step up all year long. I mean, I think Rex and them, they're going to try to push their way up on the varsity and try to get some playing time up on the big squad. And they keep playing like they did tonight, they could be there before the season's out.
Well, and South Adams played a 2-3 zone, and they lost Rex all night long underneath there, and Rex just made them pay big
made
time
up,
by
yep.
taking it up strong, getting some finishes inside, and hitting some free throws.
Absolutely.
So, great night for that sophomore. And as I said, big win for the Indians, winning 63-20. I think you have football.
I do got some football scores here. Bobby sent me up a couple of football scores. Looks like Marion Lugel's up 27-0 at half. And Coldwater is up 21-3 at half, and Versailles is up 14-6 at half. So,
awesome.
Looks like
job.
The Mac schools are flexing their muscles out there tonight in the football field.
How cool is that if we could have three Mac teams playing for a state championship next weekend?
That would be awesome. Last time we did it, I think the Fort Recovery was one of them.
Yeah.
It was a great year.
Fort Recovery, Marion, Coldwater.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. It was a great year for us then, too. And sounds like it could be a great year again this year.
Awesome. Well, we'll take another break here as the year Indians lead 38-20. We'll come back with a little recap of the varsity scores.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, and we're back here again.
Stardome.
Absolutely. You know, this is a cool place.
Great, great place to watch a game.
You know, it kind of stinks a little bit for us. We're kind of over here in the corner.
Yeah, we need to be up a little higher or something. We can't quite catch the corners very good.
Yeah, anything on the corner over here, you can't see at all. But great start for the Indians, though, Fee, to start off the 21-22 basketball season.
Boy, they sure did. It was fun to see them come out and looks like they're going to have a lot of fun this year, I think. We just got a lot of weapons, and it seems like every kid's playing hard, and I don't think anybody's selfish on the team. It seemed to be it's going to be a fun effort this year.
Yeah, and, you know, I know Coach Leverett talked with you guys on Bubba and Fee on Sports Talk a little bit, and then talked in the pregame about how they made a couple changes with the things this year. Coach Milton, and again, for those that didn't catch it, Coach Milton is out, and you know, obviously prayers to Coach Milton. Hopefully he gets healed and gets back here quickly for us. And, you know, we definitely miss having Coach on the sidelines. But, you know, Bobby was a varsity assistant and stepped in with Coach Milton's having some heart issues and had some heart surgery. And Coach Leverett stepped in and took over a little bit. They decided they were going to do some changing and make it a little more motion, free-flowing offense. And, you know, also then change a little things on defense. And, you know, right now, you know, they got to be kind of happy with that first game, really, because, you know, as you start a year off, it's always interesting with the beginning game, but then also you're throwing in a whole new team on top of a whole new system.
Yeah.
You know, and so Indians are doing well right here.
They are doing a great job. I tell you what, I think the coaches, they've done a great job with them. I think they're excited about the way things are going to work. Like you said, I mean, they're going to run this motion offense. I think it works for them. They're just, we're just such a big physical team that if we flex our muscles like we are doing tonight, you know, we're going to be a tough team to beat during the season.
Absolutely. And recap here, some scores for us in the first half again, 38-20. And Fee, we had talked about that second quarter being big. It was 17-13. Into the first quarter, the Tribe led, and then at one point it was 20-20, and with about 4 minutes to go, and Chuck picked up that technical foul, and that's where the Starfire stayed. They didn't leave 20, and fortunately for the Indians, we go on an 18-0 run in that second quarter and take a 21-7 second quarter lead overall, so to push that lead up by 18.
And, you know, a lot of times them technicals, they fire your team up or something, you know, and get a little, but I think that just went against them. Boy, it seemed like once he did that, you take your best player out off the court, and, you know, and I think the rest of the kids were kind of it just was a downer for them. It just didn't help them at all. And I think the Indians picked up on it, and it just basically dominated the last 4 minutes of the second quarter.
Yep, and Indians are paced by senior Owen Judy with 11 points. Kel Ramaldi Jr. adds 9. Daniel Patch, the junior, adds 7. Also, senior Logan Holman chips in with 7. So think about that, Fee. We have 14 Great. Points from kids at Demon play in the program last year. So I'm sure they got to be happy to have those two guys back.
Absolutely got to be happy to have them boys back. And like I said, they're both playing well underneath.
And then Landon Post and Caleb Evers both chip in with 2 points. So, you know, as we said, you know, we start out there. Landon Post is our small guy at 6 foot with our point guard, and he's long for a 6 foot kid.
He is. He jumps well too, and he got probably 3 or 4 rebounds too the first half.
And the great thing that doesn't show him the stat sheet on him is he helped create frustration for Shuck.
Absolutely,
because he held him to 2 points in the first quarter, and he was very frustrated from the defense of Landon Post and also the team defense. But Landon did a great job.
He did.
Shutting him down and making it tough. And Shuck had 4 points. They were led with Cocoon with 9 and Bill with 7, and he only had 4, and he averaged, I think the last year he was averaging probably close to 16 a game. So,
yep.
You know, I'm sure he's a little frustrated, and Landon can contribute to that on his defensive end. And then you throw, you know, Logan and Owen out there at 6'4", and Daniel and Kel out there at 6'6", 6'7". So, as you said, we're flexing our muscle and
our
size.
It's hard to get a shot inside off us.
Indians have the ball to start the Faller Mechanical third quarter scoreboard right here. Owen Judy has the ball on the right-hand side, looking to get the ball inside to Daniel. Now Logan on a high ball screen. Logan coming off, probing. Kicks out to Logan. Wide open three. Nice pass inside. Nice. Misses.
Oh, you got to finish that. Logan, there he did.
Logan throws it to wide open Owen Judy, and Owen misses it and keeps it live and finishes it.
That's one of them again. Logan kind of looked at that three-pointer, and he was wide open, but he's like, you know what? I don't think I'm supposed to shoot this.
He had some big eyes going through there.
He did. He felt like he had one there. But he made a great pass down to
Owen, yep.
For Owen for a bucket.
So. Like, Coach, you sure I'm not supposed to shoot this? They're not guarding me out here.
It looks like I'm wide open.
It looks good to me, Coach.
There's a reason for that, partner.
It is, though, increase that lead up by 20 right now. Starfires are struggling right now. They just ran off about 25, 30 seconds off the shot clock here. Not that we have one, but off the time clock and trying to get a look. And Indians' defense is pretty good. And I say that, and we just give up a layup. But
No. We got that. You got to stop.
Landon Post tough with the rebound. Yeah, it was contested.
Tough shot for Cocoon.
Owen swings it over to Kel Ramel. Drive up top. Stop. Hit that.
Oh, in and out.
That's one of those. He kind of hesitated and actually made it a more difficult shot. He wasn't in rhythm.
Yep.
Starfires, though, gets the rebound, and Henshaw down, wide open three, misses it. Landon Post picks up the offensive rebound, throws ahead to Daniel Patch in transition.
Daniel's waiting on everybody to get there. Kel's going to try again. He missed that one. Good hustle.
Wide right by Kel Ramel.
Like Landon Post and Logan Hoban both going after it, but couldn't get her in.
And right now, Coach is not happy with Henshaw shooting three quickly in transition, and so Minger comes in and replaces him.
Take a break. Here they come.
Cocoon. Yep. Right now, he's their leading scorer with 9 points.
Yep. We've actually sat him down a little bit, too, because he was hot there for a while, but we've kind of slowed him down here.
Yep.
Our defense definitely stepped up.
Right now, Shuck has the ball up top, swings it over to bad close out by Daniel.
Fella.
Great help by Kel Ramel. Open 15-footer. Misses. Logan Holman cleans up the glass for the Indians.
Got the board.
Kel Ramel down in transition. Picks it up, throws it over and Judy. Inside to Daniel Patch. Great kick out. Hit that, Kel.
Wide open.
Owen Judy in the corner.
Owen says, I got it.
Nope. Misses it. Beal with the rebound. Pushes in transition. That's one of those. We have an inside post to Daniel. Quickly down, up, and Beal with an and-one on Landon Post to complete the, hopefully.
Landon did about everything he could there, but that's a pretty nice shot by him.
Great drive, though, by Beal. Gets fouled by Landon.
Absolutely.
But we had it inside to Daniel, and you can see right there, Fee, immediately South Adams, 3 guys swarming.
They're swarming.
And he kicks out. Kel had an open three, turned it down, throws it to Owen, who's an open three.
Open three. We're going to get it, and we're going to get a lot of good looks here.
Yep. Especially if we can get the ball inside to Logan and Daniel like that, and we get some kickouts with some doubles.
And if they can do those drop steps and score down there and become threats down there, it's going to be really open up.
Yep. Indians right now being a little patient here on offense. Swings it over. High ball screen from Daniel to Owen. Wide open three. Up top.
A little hard.
Minger with the defensive rebound. Pushes in transition. Swings up top to Cocoon. Might need to find him, fellas. Open three.
Mister.
Kel Ramel with the defensive rebound.
Logan looking for the ball.
Yeah, he had him sealed up right there. Kel Ramon with the drive. Nice. In left-handed, just misses it. That's a hustle foul on Logan Holman, which you don't mind seeing those. Nope. That's an offensive rebound foul.
No problem with that. As long as you're getting after it, that's no problem.
Yep. Kel Ramon with a great drive across that right wing and just happened to miss a little short on the left-handed scoop.
Absolutely did everything right except for the basket. Looks like Henshaw checks back in.
Yep, he probably had a little talking to there from the coach, a little break, and back in. And
yep.
Father Mechanical third-quarter scoreboard in his lead, 40-22. Beal with the ball on the right-hand side, swings it over to Minger, back over to Henshaw. Henshaw drives in against Owen Judy. Nice build, double team by Logan Holman, almost with the steal. Block. Ooh.
I didn't do it. He did it. Logan says, not me. It was him.
Steiner drives in, and Logan gives a block, and it looked clean from here. Obviously, we're across the court.
But right. It was a long way away, but it looked like he blocked it.
And then they call a foul, and
Steiner's going to line to shoot, too.
Logan says, that wasn't on me. That's on Daniel.
He said, I got a foul last time. I don't want this one.
So Troy Holman and Caleb Evers check in for Logan Holman and Landon Post.
Let's take a break, get a little air.
No, this is a good thing, too, Fee. We have a great rotation going on right now. We're playing eight to nine guys. And
keep everybody fresh going into that fourth quarter.
And you can play hard knowing that you're going to get a break. You don't have to worry about pacing yourself.
That's exactly right. Go out there and play as hard as you can while you're in there.
Troy Holman swings the ball to Daniels, swings it over to Owen Judy. Back up top to Kel Ramel on the left-hand side to Troy Holman. Wants the dribble weave action inside to Caleb Evers. Make a drop step move. There hand off.
I got it.
Yeah.
Daniel's going to shoot a couple, though. Nice give and go there by Caleb Evers. Gave it to Daniel. Boy, I like our ball movement off the ball. They're doing a nice job right now.
One thing they're doing well, and this is where we had, I think, two or three buckets earlier, is we're throwing to that high post, which is our low post, but he flashes high.
Yeah.
Almost like a little handoff.
It is.
I mean, it's almost like a read option in football. Coach Niekamp would be happy to see that.
Yep. But if it's good, we take it. We give it to him. If it ain't, we just pop the shot and be done with it.
Right. So Daniel hits the first free throw there, giving the 6'7 junior 8 points on the night. Again, Owen Judy, the senior, leading the way. First team All-MAC last year.
Yep.
With 11 or 13 points. Daniel hits the second free throw.
He's just one of them kids that kind of reminds you like Greg Collick. They're just instant offense. And at any point in time, Cale Rammel and Owen Judy can put up points like it ain't nothing.
And you're sitting here like, wow, they're not really doing well. And you look up and it's 14 points.
They got 14 points. That's exactly right. You think they're not scoring, but man, they can score fast.
Yep. Daniel Pash turns down three inside to Owen Judy. Make a move there, Owen. Nice turnaround jumper.
Beautiful.
Good.
Showing his little skills to go inside, too, Owen. That a boy.
His adversity is shown right there.
Absolutely.
Here's the other thing. How about Caleb Evers is guarding their point guard right now?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about adversity and size for the Indians.
Working hard right now, the big fella.
Right now, South Adams swinging the ball around the perimeter.
Shot up.
No three good. There from one of the kids that played some JV game, Gavin Myers. Troy Holman kicks ahead to Daniel Patch. Open three in the corner.
Get in there, Daniel. That a boy.
Hits a three. Nice little pass ahead to Troy Holman. 47-26. Indians with the lead here in the Faller third quarter scoreboard. Nice drive by Shuck right there to answer back for the Starfighters.
He's a nice ball player.
He is.
We'll give him that. Here comes Troy.
And right now, if the Indians realize this, Shuck, who's 5'10", is guarding Daniel at 6'7".
Yeah.
Go post him up.
I tell you what, we got a lot of mismatches.
Yeah, we do. Right there's another one, too.
That's going to cost a 3 second here, I think. Yeah. I thought Caleb looked like he was in there a while.
Yeah. I didn't know. He turned around and looked at Coach Love Ref. He was calling a timeout or not. But it got him for three. Although, you know, that's not Caleb's fault either because he buried him inside. Caleb's like, throw me the ball, boys.
Yep.
I got him sealed up in here.
I got him here and get it to me. It's like Wyatt Grover checks back in for the purple and white.
Like to see Wyatt hit a couple shots right here in our scrimmages we've had. He's a three-point shooter that needs to, you know, hit that first one because he's kind of a confidence kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, right there has a chance in transition, turns it down, throws it back to Owen Judy. Skip pass to Troy Holman. Drive in, Troy, no one's on you. Nice little dump pass to Caleb Evers.
Oh,
and they're calling the foul. Nice little dump off by Troy Holman on the drive.
That was a great dump off. Bradley Beal says, I don't think I fouled him, but they're going to call it on him, I think.
Yeah, and he's looking right now, trying to plead his case. And
it's like his third foul, too.
The official's like, yeah.
Caleb's going to try to get in the scorebook right now. Shooting two. Isaac? Flies it? Got it.
All right, Fee, here's a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Caleb Evers is left-handed, finishes well inside left-handed, shoots his free throws right-handed.
You gotta love that. Interesting.
Ambidextrous right there.
Yes, sir. He can do it all.
20-point lead here for the Indians at the Hall Brother foul line. Second attempt up and good for Caleb. Love. Nice to hit those freebies there, fellas.
Shoots them like that. We don't care how he does it.
That's right. 21-point lead here for the Indians.
Indians trying to get to that running clock, maybe.
Yep. Cocoon over to Henshaw, and Henshaw drives in on Caleb Evers.
That's going to be a foul.
And Caleb Evers with the block. They're calling a little body on that.
But,
you know, that's one of those. Caleb has a big.
He's just strong.
I was going to say, 6'4 post player. He actually jumps into Caleb to draw contact, which is good by Henshaw. But
yeah.
Caleb's is straight up and down.
He's
and just
a strong kid.
It looks bad.
Him,
right. It looks bad when he falls on the ground.
Henshaw's got the first. 49-29, 2:30 to go in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Right now we got sophomore Troy Holman on the floor, two juniors and Daniel Patch and Wyatt Grover, and two seniors and Owen Judy and Caleb Evers. Owen Judy has the ball. He's our leading scorer right now with 15 in the game. Swings it over to Troy Holman, back up to Wyatt Grover. Daniel Patch is working hard inside on a seal up. Troy Holman drives and draws that defender, and I'll kick it. Daniel showed a basket cut right there. Stood on the three-point line.
He got out of there. Got away. Went out of bounds. He got away with one. Looks like Logan and Kale coming back in for the Indians.
Replacing Owen and Caleb.
Yep. Well, like you said, it's good rotation. The guys are all staying fresh. Hopefully our legs stay fresh.
Oh, great cut inside.
Nice play. Golly, that was a great inbound.
We just Kel just flat out cut to the basket and Wyatt threw him the lob pass.
Jumped right over him.
Cocoon with a too easy of a drive.
Timeout. South Adams.
And the South Adams with 2:03 to go in the third quarter. Cuts it 2:18 and they take a timeout. We'll take one with them.
Good idea.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelt Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialist assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KeltPharmacy.com. Kelt Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
And we're back. Harold Feely right here. Indians lead 49-31.
Pretty good run right now. We just got to keep where we're at and try to finish this thing up.
And if you also are watching, it's on YouTube tonight. And Coach Travis Guggenbiller sent me a text, said, man, this YouTube thing is really nice.
Not bad.
Because I kind of like it better in the NFHS, which I agree too. When I watch football like that, I kind of liked it a little bit better. Yeah. It always have a more accurate score than what NFHS seems to do. But anyway, Indians have the ball. Wide open three for Daniel. Misses it. That's one he probably should have turned down. But
yeah, he probably could have waited on that one.
We could have got a better look.
Oops.
Knocked away from Kel Rimmel. Great defense by Wyatt Grover. And Daniel picks up the loose ball.
We got him. And a foul. I think it's going to be on Henshaw.
Henshaw, yep. Yep. Daniel got Wyatt knocked it away. Daniel picked up the loose ball. And he kind of gave Daniel a two-handed shove. And right now I got an update from Matt Wendell that Versailles is 14-14.
Ooh.
All the other scores stayed the same. Whatever you called the at halftime there, those scores are the same.
Still hanging the same. It's pretty good leads by both Coldwater and Marion.
Daniel throws the ball inside to Logan Holman.
Give it back
out. Swings it to Kel. Throw it back inside. Oh, nice drive by Kel Rammel. Ooh.
Oh, one for the dunk, but just missed it.
Oh, nice. Way to stay with it, Kel. That was almost going to be a sweet move. He go up, tried to throw that thing down left-handed on the drive.
He about dunked that thing left-handed.
Just popped out. He grabs the rebound, puts it back in. 51-31.
He's definitely got some hops.
He does. Bad defense right there by the Indians. Yeah. We got lucky and Henshaw missed it.
He did.
Kel throws ahead to Wyatt Grover for three.
There's her three. Get in there. Troy hustling, trying to get the rebound, but couldn't do it. Cocoon got it.
Someone's got to stop the ball. Cocoon's driving in. Easy layup again. Cal Rimmel swats it out of bounds. But
I'm starting to figure out we're 5 inches taller than them guys, and we're just swatting the ball.
We are, but, you know.
It's bad habits.
Right. The coach here is like, man, that defense is not good.
That's not what we want.
Coach Melton, though, don't listen to that.
No.
We're playing well right now. Chuck for three over the left-hand side. Tries to fake the flop. And misses it out of bounds. He actually tried to drag Troy Holman down with him to get the call.
Yep.
Great defense there by Troy. And it's going to be Indian ball out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Looks like they're picking up a little full court pressure here, man-to-man. Daniel has the ball. Swings it back into Kel. Just clear it out and let Kel bring it up.
Kel bring it.
Throws it over to Daniel, left-hand side. Swings it back up. Looking for Logan inside a little bit.
He's got to get bigger.
That was one of those Troy cut actually into Logan's spot.
Right into Logan's spot there. But yeah. That'll happen.
That's part of that motion offense that they're working on. Is Logan was cut to the same spot Troy was and brought his man with him and turnover on the Indians. Yep. I think that's their fourth or fifth of the night. So we haven't had many of those.
Still really good, yeah.
15 seconds right here. South Adams with the ball. Cocoon dribbling in at half court. Just crosses. Timeline.
Troy working hard on D.
High ball screen. Drives in. Up and misses it. Daniel with the rebound. Seven seconds. Throws ahead to Logan Holman. Nice catch. That's a foul. Yes. Nice job,
shoot
Logan.
Two. Attaboy, Logan.
Way to run the floor. Nice outlet pass, Daniel.
Good pass by Daniel. Those two are. Those two have had a couple good hookups tonight.
You know, that's the other thing, too. When you're 6'7", 6'6", 6'6", you can kind of release. When you're.
Toss it. Yeah.
You know, that kid drives in and shoots a three like that. You're out there. Most shooters don't crash the glass anymore.
Yep.
Logan misses the
a little hard off
free throw on the Hall Brothers. Free throw line, sponsored.
All right, Logie.
So you can kind of almost not cherry pick, but just release a little early, and that's what happened.
Absolutely.
Logan eyes the second one. It is up and misses that. Kel Rammel, offensive rebound, put back at
nice
the horn.
Back.
Nice job, Kel Rammel. Indians extend the lead there, 53-31.
Nice. Fowler Mechanical did a good job there. Kept the lead. Indians looking good so far.
Absolutely. Let's finish off this fourth quarter. We'll take a break here and listen to some commercials from Wangler Hardware.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wangler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back. Indians finish off that third quarter on a 15-11 run for the Indians to take a lead right now by 22.
We've had a few of them big runs. Pretty good ones.
Yep. South Adams starts off with the ball. Indians look like they're a little sagging man-to-man, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
Sagging off certain players, I guess.
Look of a zone.
It does have a look, but they're manning hard on some and sagging on others.
Ah, and a little bump on that one, I think. Maybe Landon got caught.
Yep. Trailed the cutter a little bit. Minger has the ball and got fouled by Landon, so he'll go to the free throw line.
Minger will shoot a couple. We're in the fourth quarter. Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter.
And we got our starters out there on the floor for us, which is Landon Post, Daniel Patch, Kel Rammel, Owen Judy, and Logan Holman.
But a pretty good squad out there right there.
Getting Indians their pace with Owen Judy, who has 15, and he's off the floor right now. So, nope, he's on there.
He's on there.
Yep. They don't have it updated on the scoreboard here behind us.
Behind you.
Owen's bringing the ball down the floor, throws it over to Landon. They're running a little set right here. Back screen from Kel Rammel. Another back
there
screen.
It is.
Lob pass.
Got
oh,
it.
Oh, nice lob pass.
Nice pass. That's kind of a baby dunk, Eric.
Yeah, a little bit.
Give me my baby dunk.
Pick up the ball, boys. Pick up the ball. Yeah, for sure. Chuck has the ball, turns, and kicks it over to Beal. Wide open three.
No good.
That was a nice little set by Coach Lover out of bounds.
That was a nice set.
Two back screens, one on Kel, one on Owen. We gave the lob pass.
Through. Yep. Gets the lob for the dunk.
Swings it over to Daniel.
A little hard. There you go.
Little handoff right here.
Kick out.
Wide open
Kale
three.
For three. Nope. Wouldn't go. That's going to cost you one, Logan.
That's another hustle foul going for the offensive rebound. Yeah. Picks up a little
problem with that.
A little cheapy right there on hitting the glass. Yeah. You're okay with that. Problem is it does send the Starfires to the free throw line.
Yep. Looks like Caleb Evers is going to come in and replace Logan Homan. Give him a little blow. Shock at the line. Shooting 101, I believe. And he missed it. Nothing hurt. Nothing hurt there.
55-31 Indians lead here. 6:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Let's see him execute right here, fellas. Nice little handoff. Kel Rimmel. Wide open Owen Judy for three. Misses it.
Over the back.
Yep.
Caleb Evers hustling, trying to get that tip back, but just got over his back a little bit. Going to put him back at the line at 1-on-1 again.
Yeah.
Henshaw, possibly.
Yep, looks like it. That's one of those you love the hustle plays. You know, at this point in the game, with the score being it is, you're not too upset, but at the same time, you don't want to be giving them a chance to get, you know, free throws and cut into a lead either. So misses it.
Missed it.
Daniel gets a rebound outlet to Kel Rimmel. He looks, pushes it in transition.
Timeout.
Coach Leverett looks like he's going to take a full 30-second timeout. You want to recap the upcoming events?
Yeah, we got some big games coming up this week. The Holly Gans girls are going to host the New Bremen Lady Cardinals on Thursday night. That'll be on WPGW. We'll simulcast that. We'll also have the NHS video running on that game. And then next Saturday, it is the big Jay County day. The girls are going to go over to Jay County with a noon start for the JV. And WPGW will simulcast him, too, also on that game. And then we'll come back in the afternoon, and the boys are going to host Jay County. And they're going to have the triple header night. That'll be the 4:30 freshman start. And then at 6 o'clock, the JV will start. And WPGW simulcasting all of them. And we'll have NFHS video there also. So a big week coming up here for the Lady Indians and the Boy Indians.
Basketball's in full swing here, Fee. Great time of year.
We're back. Love this time of year.
Kel Ram up top to Daniel Patch. Swings it over to Kel again on the left-hand side. Little weave action up top of Landon. Over to Owen Judy.
Run a little clock, I say, Coach Leverett. Let's get some of this clock off of here.
Way to meet your pass, Kel. Swings over to Daniel.
Daniel's wide open.
In and out. Nice board landed.
Rebound landed.
Oh, yeah.
He got clobbered.
Nice offensive rebound by Landon Post.
Absolutely.
You're worrying about all the other Giants, and here comes our point guard.
Our point guard's the offensive glass. Absolutely.
Way to work the glass.
Powell's on Cocoon, his third.
Indians will take the ball out of bounds. Kel Rimmel will trigger it in underneath our basket right in front of the bench with Coach Leverett. Nice move.
Kind of a lob in there with a little spin move and an all-in-one motion. Greatly done by Owen
Being
Judy.
An athlete right there by Owen Judy.
Wow. To get the tip and great play.
Good defense. Ooh, yep, by Landon Post, but Kel Rimmel gets him from behind and hits him on the head.
I think Kel hit him by the head. Really didn't need to do that, Kel. I think Landon had him.
Yeah, you know, Kel's from behind. He's not doing anything with the shot anyway to contest it. Landon made him shoot a tough fadeaway.
Made him just shoot a tough shot that we're going to have a hard time making.
Again, Landon Post coming through with great defense, and that's what you want for your junior right there, point guard.
Yep, doing a great job so far.
Chuck misses the first one. Right now, he's definitely off. You can tell him that defense is bothering him a little bit.
Yep. We've done a pretty good job. A lot of free throws he's missed, too.
Two free throws. Again, Indians lead here in the Cout Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. 57-31. Good start for the Indians. Caleb Evers over to Kel Rimmel on the left-hand side. Drives in. Kicks out to Landon Post. Back up to Kel Rimmel. Looks like we're running a little clock maybe here, Fee.
Run some more clock. I have no problem with that.
Daniel swings it over to Landon, cuts, throws it to Caleb. He cuts. We do have Kel inside. That's a good option for us, too.
We're just going to keep working.
Throw it inside. There we go. Drop step beam. Nice.
Oh, deep by Henshaw.
That's good defense.
Great defense.
Kel Ramo actually shifted it to his left hand on that drop step and just got blocked.
Just got blocked with a great play.
Cocoon brings the ball in for the South Adams Starfires, a 5'10 senior here, been their leading scorer on the night with 11. Double high ball screen up top, little horn action, trying to get Shuck free, coming off the flare screen. Landon does a great job. Contested three. Air ball. Kel Ramel picks it up in transition. Go up and hammer that, Kel.
Oh, he took it.
We'll
right
take the and-one, though.
He's not going to block him this time. That's a bucket, and he's going to be fouled by Henshaw.
Great strong move by Kel Ramel in transition. Takes the hit and the finish.
Boy, a nice quick move, too. Man, when he puts on the jet, he went right by everybody.
6'6" junior will step up, trying to complete the three-point play. Is 15 on the night right now.
Got the looks like Wyatt Grover is going to come in for the shooter. Kale. Up. Eat. That's a little hard. Kale didn't come out yet.
Yep, Cabe's looking for that tip from behind. Push him in transition. Minger with a three.
Got
good.
It.
Steiner with a three.
Yep.
Cuts the lead to... Is that 25?
59-34. 25-point lead. Indians being patient.
Oh.
With a hole. Chuck Kidd just doesn't think he's ever fouled anybody.
Well, and he smacks it with Daniel, and Daniel's...
Yeah.
And like, he comes over and says something to him.
Says, I don't know, but I'm a lot bigger than you. Kel Ramel's going to go to the line. Shooting 1-1.
Hall brother. Free throw line has been good to his knock on wood there.
Has been good so far.
Here's where you want to see a team step up and just kind of finish this game the right way. Absolutely. Get stops and hit free throws and finish it off the right way.
Yep, I agree. Wyatt Grover, now he's going to get in for Kale. Kale had a heck of a game. I don't think he'll be coming back in. I wouldn't think anyhow.
He might give him a quick little blow. He's got 17 right now on the night.
They need to put Owen Judy up there because they're kind of killing me with not seeing that scoreboard and how many he has.
Yeah.
Drive by Shuck and high teardrop in.
Hey, got that one. Here comes the Indians.
61-36 lead for the Tribe. Well, and Judy brings the ball down, crosses half court against Henshaw. Looks like we might be running a little clock, spread the floor, shoot some free throws. Wyatt Grover has the ball up top.
Oh,
nice back
door. Nice back cut by Daniel. He just didn't see.
Swings the ball up top to Owen Judy. Caleb Evers is inside. Don't stay in there too long, Caleb. That's in and out, in and out. Owen has the ball on the right-hand side, kicks over to Caleb.
There's
nice cut, Landon.
Cutter. Landon just a little hard with it.
Actually, I had two cutters. Daniel was cutting. Landon was cutting. Both of them were wide open.
Riley Heiser's going to come in, take Landon post spot.
Nice job by Landon tonight.
Very well done.
Riley Heiser, got to love that kid.
I love that kid. They said it was the last day he could actually sign up, and he said, I think I'm going to play.
Yep. 5'8 senior checking into the game. Great kid, great teammate.
He had one heck of a football year.
Yes, he did. First team All-MAC running back.
First team All-MAC running back.
Gave you a little
pretty
signs.
Pretty awful proud of.
Yep. Signs of Will Holman there, too.
Yep.
Nice lob pass to Riley Heiser inside from Daniel Patch.
Oh, right back.
Dumps it over to Caleb wide open. Just
pretty nice
bobbles
pass
it.
By Riley.
Yep.
Caleb says, I knew I should have had that.
Cocoon gets loose. Drives in there.
And he got it.
Gets the scoop.
Then in left hand. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in this ball game.
It looks like Coach Craig over there is going to start clearing some guys off the floor here.
Looks like we're going to see some guys coming in. Henshaw's not sure what he did.
He said he checked the cutter right there. Gave him a little shove in the back. So
Logan Homan coming back in. Going to give Daniel a break. That's probably it for Daniel's night.
Could be, yep.
Very good. Another great night. Well, once again, we've had pretty balanced scoring, and boy, everybody hit the board hard. I like the chemistry in this team so far. I hope it stays the whole year.
Yeah, we got three guys right now in doubles. So,
yep.
Owen Judy steps up to the line and hits the first one on the Hall brother free throw line. And Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard, 62-38 try with 3:01 to go in the clock. Ellen gets the second one, dribbles in.
Got it.
That's it. Owen right now has, I think he has 15 or 17 himself. Ooh, on the night.
Pretty good take by Kalen. No basket on the floor, he says. On the floor.
A great charge attempt by Caleb Beavers. He didn't get the call.
Yeah, he didn't get the call there, but he ran right over him.
That's one of those, and they don't call anything, so I'm not sure how it's not a call. Yeah. Either Caleb gets the charge or Caleb gets the blocking. It's got to be one or the other.
One or the other.
Henshaw, though, looks like he's going to the line to
shoot. He's going to shoot, too, yeah.
They caught it on the floor. Well, no.
Caught it on the floor on the shot. He made the shot, actually, but they caught it on the floor and didn't count the shot.
Looks like Kel Rammel checking in for Owen Judy, replacing that senior.
Kel coming in for the senior.
Nice night by him.
He's had a great night.
It's a good start. It's kind of what we wanted, I think, Coach. Get things going and get off on the right note.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing is we're up 63-40 right now, and Henshaw hits that second one, and I don't think we even shot the ball that well yet.
No.
You know, which is good because, you know, we're up by 23, and you know, our defense kind of took some – laid the foundation for us here, and hopefully we can, you know, as the season goes, we'll get better in shooting, and you know, I like this team, Fee.
I do,
good
too.
Start here.
It's a great start. Get Wyatt, in there, Wyatt.
Wyatt for three, hits the front and the back of the rim and misses.
2:26 to go in the ball game. Whoops. He was taking her coast to coast, but I think he might have kicked it out of bounds.
Yeah, they're saying Logan hit it out.
They are saying Logan got it. I don't think Logan touched it. All right.
Starfires retain the ball.
Like you said, too, we have a couple kids that didn't play last year, and they've definitely added some points and some rebounds and some defense this year, and Logan and Daniel.
Some size and toughness, that's
size
for sure.
Size and toughness, definitely.
It is right now. We're look like the map be working some clock, going four corners almost. Look, pass it in to Caleb in the high post, kick out.
Caleb's got to keep moving, and they're going to call it again.
Yes. Riley Heiser, 15-foot pull-up.
Got
good.
Boy, Riley.
Nice shot by senior Riley Heiser.
Senior's in the scorebook. Oop, we got fell asleep there.
I think we were celebrating Riley's shot.
Riley,
we didn't get back on defense.
Forgot to get back on defense.
Didn't get our matchups, and Steiner hits a three. Indians down, 1:30 to go on the clock. Cal Ramo has the ball, kicks over to Wyatt Grover, another three.
Another three.
And misses. A little long.
Wyatt Coach Leverett can get it all.
Yeah, Coach Leverett doesn't seem too upset with that shot.
No, I think he understands that kid can shoot.
Right, and that's the thing we were saying earlier in the half is Wyatt's a shooter. He hit some shots for us in that
confidence kid. Isn't
right, he's got to hit a shot to get more confidence knowing that he can hit it. Otherwise,
absolutely.
He misses one or two and he'll stop shooting.
Because he's going to be one of them kids that could come in and get you.
That's
two or three threes.
Yeah, and that's a great big boy move right there by Cal Rammel. Just lob pass and catches
lob it.
Up, just,
I'll get it.
Yep. I'll go get it because I'm a little taller and stronger.
A lot bigger and stronger than you guys.
Good block by Cal Rammel. Gavin Myers with the drive and gets tossed back by Cal Rammel, but Starfires retain the ball.
Beal
with the three. Long misses. Back out.
And another long one.
Yep.
There's a good rebound.
Cal Rammel has the ball. Outlet to Logan Holman.
Oh, Logan.
I thought he was going to hammer that one.
I was thinking about hammering.
He kind of cocked it back a little bit, but his finger rolls it in.
I think he didn't get the handle, I don't think. So he did the right thing. Got the bucket.
Indians up big right now, 69-43.
Under a minute to go.
Great start. And as you said, Indians have a big game next week as they play Jay County,
cross-state
rival.
Big cross-state rival will be a great game.
Yep, nice box out by Wyatt Grover
there.
Gets a rebound. Missed by the Starfires, Bill. Cal Rammel has the ball, 25 seconds.
Logging it up, I think we're going to end this thing.
Yep. Coaches are saying four corners and hold the ball.
Both coaches are agreeing on it.
This is one of those things, just call a game right here.
Yeah.
Why waste 30 seconds of
Standing around.
8 seconds running off the clock. Cal Rammel has the ball up top. Official gives one of those distance calls.
Indians are going to win it.
Great start. Tribe takes it out. Two games from the Starfires. 69-43. We'll take a little break, and we'll be back with some stats.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, and we're back.
Back at it.
Big win for the Indians.
Great start, Coach.
Absolutely. Indians come over and get two big wins here on the road in the first game of the year with, you know, kind of a weird situation for the Tribe. You know, Coach Milton's out with some heart issues, and so Coach Leverett steps in and kind of a new coaching staff and new system and, you know, a couple new guys returning back. And, you know, but overall, a lot of firsts here for the Indians tonight. And they get the first
absolutely.
Win. So.
And I think, you know, Coach Leverett and Coach Melton, I know they, like you said, they got some new guys coming in here. We knew we had two guys to build on. And they're two studs, you know, in Rammel and Judy. And but then he had all these other pieces that what am I going to do with them? You know? And boy, after tonight, I think they look pretty good. This team sure has some continuity, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, it starts off with the JV game. The Indians come up with a 63-20 win in that one, led by a trio of sophomores with Rex Leverett with 24 points. Reese Guggenbiller adds 17, and Riggs Toby chips in with 8 for the Tribe there. Also, Briggs Overman, a freshman, gets 3. Ross Pearson, a junior, gets 4. Troy Holman, Alex Dews also pick up 2 points. So, and before we round out the varsity stuff, we have Coach Bobby Leverett here with us. So we'll let him get hooked up here.
Coach Bob's going to get hooked up. We'll be ready to roll.
While he's getting all that stuff on, he hands me the book. We'll go through the scoring here real quick.
Yep.
Indians are led by senior Owen Judy with 21, Kel Ramon 19. Those are the two big guys you talked about, Harold.
Yep.
You know, they come in and of our 69 points, they pick up 40 points for us right there. And then junior Daniel Patch adds 12. Logan Holman adds 9. Caleb Evers picks up 4, and Riley Heiser and Landon Post add 2. So,
beast. Coach Leverett, you got to be fired up about that. That's a nice start.
Yeah. Well, we knew coming in, and I talked a little bit in the pregame about that we knew it was going to be ratty.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to be ugly. We had to talk about character in the locker room.
Yeah.
We had Clark May come in this week and talk to the boys, and that was his main focus was character.
Yeah.
All right, you start getting a good character right now, that's going to lead you far in life. And that was our main goal, was keeping our composure, because we knew it was going to be ratty. We knew
Absolutely. We knew
they were going to get up in the passing lanes and cheap shot and this and that.
Yeah.
And yeah, just keeping our composure.
You got to know that stuff's happening. And, you know, we kind of talked about it. I think Shockboy kind of lost his composure, you know, and at that point it was 20-20, and we ran off 18 straight points.
That was huge.
That was huge. I mean, that didn't help his team. That hurt his team.
Go ahead, Coach.
And it fired us up, it looked like.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, we talked about that. We knew that he was the key. And when he lost his cool and we kept ours, hey, it was go time at that point.
That's perfect.
And like you said, we started clamping down defensively. Early on, we were just going through the motions. It's early in the season. You think you're playing hard, but you're not.
Right.
You're not to that next gear yet. And then once that happened, it was like, all right, let's go.
I thought you did a good job there in the late first quarter, early second quarter. Defensively, we weren't playing very well. I mean, I don't think we were getting at it, and I think you kind of gave them a little pep talk, and they seemed like they came back out and played hard that second quarter and frustrated the Shock kid really bad, and, you know, I think that's our defense is what caused that.
Absolutely. And I took that timeout just for that, Harold, because I knew, and I told him, I said, guys, see, this is exactly what's going to happen if we let them hang around.
They'll hang around. That's right.
They're going to hang around. We got to put them away. We got to start doing our thing.
Well, and you got two guys that can put anybody away. And Carol and I were talking, you know, that they can go out and get points in a hurry and in bunches. Yep. And, you know, they had 40 of our 69 tonight. Talk a little bit about those two.
Well, Coach, anytime you got dudes like that,
that's kind of fun.
I just got to get out of the way. We put a little offense in and we didn't show anything tonight. We ran a couple sets. We kept it very vanilla because we got guys like that that can go get us 20 a night.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to run stuff when you got guys who can go do that.
No, you just run your offense, and they're going to get points. So
I thought that.
Pretty happy with them.
I also thought the offense, I loved your offense. I thought they were moving well without the ball.
Right.
You know, your big boys, I didn't know how Daniel was going to be down low. Mm-hmm. Great drop steps. I think Logan kind of figured out what he needs to do, too.
Caleb Evers did a solid job.
Great job underneath there. Yep. I think you pretty much took advantage of what we had, and that was we were big and strong, and we went at them.
Yep.
And the other thing I like, too, you know, one of those things that goes unnoticed is, you know, we had talked during the game was Landon Post's defense on Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not asking him to do a whole lot. You know, your name's probably not going to get in the paper a lot.
Right.
But people that know the game of basketball notice the stuff that he does that goes unnoticed. Yeah. And his defense, and he's the one that really got Chuck that technical, even though, you know, he's the one who reacted.
Right.
But his frustration on the ball defense. And then Troy Holman came and did the
Troy
same
Holman
thing.
Troy Holman did a good job, too.
You know, I used to coach with this guy that coached at Fort Recovery for a long time, and he was always big on roles. So we had the role talk this week, Coach Patch, and we did it in front of everybody. So when I went down the list, hey, Landon Post, what's your role? And everybody chirps in, lock down defender, take care of the ball.
Yeah.
Be a leader, control the pace of the game, and that's what he did for us tonight.
He did, and you know, you talk about taking care of the ball. I'm not sure what our final stats are, but we didn't have very many turnovers. I thought we did a great job.
We were, I think, at five at halftime, and we wanted to keep it under eight.
That's what we thought was five or six.
Yep, right at that.
Did a great job on the boards. For the most part, there was a couple offensive boards I think they got probably late in the game with some mop-up time. But
some mop-up stuff. But what a great start.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what you had to want to see. You got to see what your kids can do. And, man, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a fun year.
Big week for you this week,
Absolutely.
Though.
Absolutely.
We got
some big ones coming.
Cross-state rival, which you know they're going to be, you know, getting this film and watching it and be ready for us. And, obviously, there's a lot of connections you talked about with – you know, the Pearson kid and the Weitzel kid and
the
Dirksen kid. And then also actually with, you know, Daniel, too,
Absolutely.
A little bit there.
Yep.
So, you know, that feel of the communities and the rivalry and not playing each other last year with COVID and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the fans kind of coming back.
Right.
And, you know, it's going to be at our place. And hopefully that fort's rocking.
Oh, so
it's going to be fun. And like I said, we kind of kept it vanilla tonight because of that. You know, we didn't want to show
ain't
a whole
no
lot.
Sense. Yeah, ain't no sense showing everything.
And you guys are going to kill me for saying this, and I probably shouldn't even say it, but with the Buckeyes getting beat today, we could have a full house on Saturday night with no Big Ten game.
No Big Ten game, I agree.
I hate to say that.
Unfortunately, but I wish it wouldn't have been.
Hey, you weren't in Ann Arbor playing, so that's not your fault.
That's right.
So.
Hey,
that's
you
right.
didn't do anything wrong here.
You got to do what you got to do, Bob.
Absolutely.
Well, Bobby, we sure appreciate you stopping up, talking to us, and get them ready for next
Very
week.
Good. Hey,
we'll go
thanks,
at it
guys.
Again, Bob.
Great first
Thank
one.
You.
All right. Coach Bob Leverett again stepping in for Coach Melton. And we will wrap up the broadcast here. And yep. Indian fans,
see you guys.
Yep. See you, Bob.
See you, Coach.
You know, please get out and watch the Indians basketball season starting. You know, Thanksgiving is over, and hopefully everyone had a good Thanksgiving. And,
yep.
You know, it's in between that time between Christmas and, you know, the holidays. And I know parties are going on and all that kind of family stuff, which, you know, after the years we've had and all that stuff, you know, Fee, it's great to do. But, yeah, if you can't, please listen to us.
If you can't get out and listen to us, we'll go give you everything we got.
But,
and,
otherwise, get out and support those teams. We got big games coming up for the girls and boys this week with basketball. I'm sure swim's kicking in. We got some MAC football updates right now. Marcells is up 21-14. Coldwater is up 28-6. And Marion is up 34-0. So it looks like we could be sending three MAC teams to the
very
state
possible
championship.
Sales and Harvest Prep were 14-14 at halftime. So somewhere in the third quarter,
they snuck one
for
in.
For Sales to score, let's keep that going. I want to get three.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. Well, this is Brian Patch, Harold Feely. Thanks
for
listening to us tonight.
Hey, we're 1-0. Let's keep her going.
All right. See you from the Stardome.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.